We're going to be coming from the book of Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. And this word is, the title of it is being made one in Christ. As a side note, you can say the power of the resurrection as well, which will lead into our resurrection Sunday and Friday. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When you look at this verse and text, he quotes here, but made himself of no reputation, rather, as but emptied himself, not he indeed of the Godhead, which could not be, but of its manifestation and its glory. This he did once for all, that means everybody, at the incarnation. The word empty involves a previous fullness, a preceded plenitude. The divine majesty of which he emptied himself was his own rightful prerogative, and his humiliation was his own voluntary act. He emptied himself. He used his equality with God as an opportunity, not for self-exaltation, but self-abasement. And you can find that in John chapter 1, 14. And took upon him the form of a servant, rather as taking the form. The two clauses refer to the same act of self-humiliation regarded from its two sides. He emptied himself of his glory, taking at the same time the form, as in verse 6, the essential attribute of a servant, literally a slave. Observe, he was originally in the form of God. He took the form of a slave. The Godhead was his by right. The manhood by his own voluntary act. Both are equally real. He is perfect God and perfect man. Isaiah prophesied of the Christ in Isaiah 49 and Isaiah 52, Acts 2:33, in the Greek, as the servant of Jehovah. He came to do the Father's will, submitting his own will in all things. Not as I will, but as thy will. Matthew 20 and 27 and 28 and Mark 10, 44 and 45. And was made in the likeness of man. Translate becoming or as being made. This clause is another description of the one act of incarnation. He was God. He became man, form, exhort the reality of our Lord's human nature. Likewise, refer only to the eternal appearance. This word, of course, does not imply that our Lord was not truly man, but he was more than man. We are soul and body, but he is God and soul and body. The likeness of man, because Christ is the representative of humanity. He took upon him not a human person, but human nature. He is one person in two natures. And Christ as the second Adam represents. And not the individual man, but the human race. And so we understand here as he took on the form of man because he had to come and die a death that nobody else could have died for us. We have to understand that Jesus is the Father. In John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. God manifested himself into flesh on our behalf in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And Jesus' revelations, he was the revelator and the revelation of his transfiguration in front of James, John, and Peter demonstrates that he is the eternal God. And so we understand this, that not only is the resurrection important, but we understand how the resurrection has changed our life in this human race. Because through the resurrection is our salvation predicated and the foundation of our salvation. That's the premise of our foundation of the salvation which we preach. Because without the cross or without Calvary, there would not be salvation for all men's sin. But because I have been born again as a believer of Jesus Christ and have accepted him in my life as my Lord and Savior, I can now have faith that salvation has been sealed and delivered into my own life. And so I understand the resurrection is the most vital and most important act that I will ever experience in my lifetime, because the resurrection of Jesus Christ was a platform and the foundation that was to predicate for me to have a successful life and to live it more abundantly. We have to understand Jesus' death on the cross was entering into a place of grace, and a place of grace, and grace meaning unmerited favor, which is something that we didn't earn nor deserve. It is something that he did pre-existence, so he would take care of every sin that you and I will ever endure. He took care of the sin that we did in the past, the sin that we have committed now, and the sin that we commit in the future. Because of his resurrection gives us hope, and it gives us peace, and it gives us joy unspeakable. Because of his resurrection, he made one with ourselves. He brought forth his power to bring forth humanity back to life. Because of his resurrection, we see the power of Jesus Christ in our life. Because of the resurrection, we are now unique and fashioned and made in the oneness of Christ. Because of his resurrection, he died and bled for. And for some of you that may not believe the death, the burial, resurrection, I'm asking you to give it a chance, because your life depends on it. It's only through Jesus Christ is your salvation is sealed. You can't get to him no other way. You can't get to salvation no other way but through Jesus Christ. And if anybody want to have a power change in their life, they have to understand the resurrection. And if anybody want to see a magnificent move in their life, they have to understand the resurrection. That he died for every sinner. He died a death that no other man could have died. The incarnation we see here, but this was not to all, not all. The apostle has here spoken of our Lord's Godhead, which he had from the beginning. And of his assumption of human nature, he now speaks of his of him as the appeared in the sight of man. We have to understand that being found in him is the most successful security of our salvation. Being found and fashioned in him in his earthly body, seeing that we are made one in Christ, which makes us unique and a unique and anointed individual. So I'm coming to you and saying to you that if you want to see more power in your life, it has to be through the resurrection. If you want to see more glory into your life, you have to acknowledge the resurrection. If you want to see more peace in your life, you have to understand what the resurrection has done for you. And you have to know that you can keep your head high now. You can walk in the most holy glory because of the fact that God calls you righteous, because he said it. And anything that he proclaims and he decrees shall be established in the earth. And so when we come to this conclusion here, we see that the resurrection was the most pivotal point of human nature and all humankind. It's a divine connection. It's a holy gathering. It is something that we find here in the sacrifice that he has made in the earth, came down and put himself into human form and humiliated himself by dying on the cross. And this is the greatest act that I can see from a deity, because he did this and didn't have to do it. But because he loved you so much,
that he saw your future before you saw it. And some of you out there haven't still seen the future that God has placed before you. And he died a death so you can have life and more abundantly. And I'm asking that you give him a chance. And I'm asking that you give yourself a chance and understand the significance of who God has called you to be in his lifetime. And that you will max out your life in his glory and understanding his very presence in your life. Because without God's presence and his anointing and glory on you, you will not be anything that be existence in this earth. But because he have crowned you with his glory, because he have crowned you with the crown of salvation, he has sealed your soul with deliverance. Now you can understand what the power of the resurrection is. You can understand the power of his glory in your life. And you can walk in the power and a divine revelation of who you are in him. And when you begin to search yourself, you'll find him, because you have now accepted him into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. And the stresses that you were stressing out about, and the peace that you were losing, and the joy that you have lost, now all that is given back to you, because you understand the significance of your salvation. Because when you come to a revelation of knowing who Jesus is, he come to deliver you, he's come to heal you, he's come to set the captives free. And that's what the salvation plan is. And it's a great plan to have in your life. When they say the plan of salvation, it comes with a secure package and a deal that you can't refuse. And that's what Jesus did on the cross for you. And he did it because of the oneness of who he is, the eternal God, the Savior of our soul. And he did it because he loved you. God bless you, and hope to see you soon.